Downhill View. Action!
What's going on, guys? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
Amanda, that Callie and.
And this is Alamo City Movie Talk, guys. This is our review of Downhill, guys. Downhill is actually a remake. The original film's actually in subtitles in Sweden. This actually shows a barely escaping an avalanche, a family on a ski vacation. I mean, what's the worst thing that could happen on a vacation, right? An incident like that, or that's not even to top it off. A married couple is thrown into disarray as they are forced to reevaluate their lives and how they feel about each other. Let's get right to it, guys. Hope you're ready for this review. Is this really what marriage is like, Angela?
Yes.
Let's get right to it, guys. What's going on, Alamo City Movie Talk fans? I'm Ryan D, aka Ryan 680.
Amanda, that Callie D'Ange.
My lovely wife, Angela, that crazy cat lady. So let's get right to it. I mean, I'm trying to think back, you know, this review's coming to me while watching this movie. I was just like, man, this family's on vacation and everything. You know, it's going to go swell. No, it doesn't for a good while. And it kind of ignites a fire, I guess, that was already kind of lit. And it just added more gas to the fire, this incident. And I was just like, it was a problem already from the start. I was just reevaluating our trips. And I was like, I can't remember when something like that really triggered, I guess, where we argued a lot. This might have been one point.
More than a couple.
But yeah,
obviously something was already there.
Yeah.
Their marriage probably wasn't perfect. You could tell by their body language and their communication that they weren't. Yeah. The over happy in love, blah, blah, blah. They have been married for a long time. They have two kids. They're a family.
Yeah.
So they have this incident with the avalanche during one of their lunches that really traumatizes them.
Yeah.
But it really shows the character of who the parents. So Will Ferrell's the dad.
Will Ferrell.
Julia Louis Dreyfus is the mom. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Yep.
Love her. So they each have different responses during the avalanche. And then that in itself reveals a lot about their character and the problems that they're going through.
Yeah.
And then that kind of ignites or like jump starts the rest of the tension for the rest of the movie.
You know, opening scene, I felt like the opening scene was just too cliche. I was just like, okay, all right, is it though?
Because I feel like a lot of marriages are like that. They're so like.
Is ours like that?
Yes, and we don't have kids. it's just honest. So like you're so into a rhythm, and I think they mentioned it at one point. It becomes more like you're the focus is you're on your kids, you know, not necessarily yourself. And I feel like that was an element that was part of. And what they were feeling.
So there are a few jokes in this movie that we got, and like the first act jokes were just no hits. I wasn't laughing, I wasn't smiling. It was just like they're trying to lighten the mood or trying to set the mood.
Yeah, but I feel like a lot of people do that naturally. Like if something's awkward, which I gotta admit, a lot of this film was very awkward, and they just kind of crack jokes.
Yeah, you
to
do that.
Make a lot light of it,
and some of them, most of them are not funny.
Right.
I'm sorry.
So, but I mean, that's what people technically tend to.
But then again, we like different kind of humor. You like the polite, you know, humor, and I like the crude,
I don't like
obnoxious
humor.
Yeah, you don't like my humor, so we're very different when it comes to that. So I'll say that, and then dramatic moments, of course, vacation. I felt sorry for this family, you know, watching this movie. So the way that the chemistry worked between Will Ferrell and Julie. I didn't like it. I felt like it was forced. Like there was these, but then again, I don't know if that was just their characters or it was forced.
Like their characters cared about each other, but they weren't over the top in love. And I feel the way they interacted with each other in the movie really portrayed that. Like, of course you're married. Like you've been married for however many X amount of years. Things become, like I said, routine. Mm-hmm. So they still care about each other. It's just they have their own. Especially in this movie, the incident highlighted that they're in two different places. How she said they're not on the same page.
Yeah, agreed.
So I think that I liked how they acted in that aspect.
Yeah. I just felt like this story, the first act, was just a mess. It was really trying to get you kind of into it. It was all over the place. And I'll be honest, it's just there was no direction. I feel like there was no director for the first act. Going into the second act, I feel like it was kind of trying to throw a direction towards us. But I just didn't like it whatsoever. So there was that. Trying to think what else. Oh, and then so there was a lot of tension in this movie. A lot of tension. Huge tension. I was just like, oh,
it was great.
Biting my nails.
But I feel like a lot of married couples probably go through maybe not the exact same scenario, but sort of the same feeling.
Yeah.
And I liked how their tension, like I liked how it was because that's how it is. You know, a lot of times in a lot of marriages, that's how it is. There's a lot of tension and unresolved, untalked about issues.
Yes. Agreed there. Character development, I just feel like it could have been better. Like I said, this movie, you know, I'm really mixed at it. I really am mixed.
I didn't feel like there's, I mean, yes, we get a sense of like their feelings, like how individually they feel.
Yeah.
But they didn't really do too much until like the very, very end. And even then it wasn't that good. Yeah, it was just okay. Yeah, it wasn't the best.
Yeah.
The characters are the same.
Yeah. All right. So, I feel like, you know, this movie came out to a runtime of 1 hour and 26 minutes, which actually is not bad because you can't really prolong this movie. Like, it was set at a good time. That's it. One and done. So I was happy about that. That was pretty much the good runtime. So this movie comes out actually this Friday on Valentine's Day. What a weird movie to come out on Valentine's Day. It's kind of,
I mean, it's...
It's not really a season of love movie type.
No, it is not.
Yeah, it's actually a wake-up call, right?
Yeah, I would say it's more like a wake-up call.
Was this the film that we deserved? I'm going to say no.
I mean, yeah, I feel like a lot. I'm very cynical when it comes to romance movies because it's very cliche and over the top. And I'm like, are really people like that? They're just so over the top and love dramatic. Sometimes, the lucky few. But I feel like most people, it's not like that. And I feel like I don't like seeing it. It's just too mushy for me. So I like, it's refreshing to see a movie where there's like actual struggle in the relationship.
Struggle equals marriage story. Like with Adam.
And that's why it
Adam
was such
Driver
a good movie. Because we saw it. It was so refreshing because we don't see that very often. Yeah. I mean, we see year after year these cliche Valentine's movies of love at first sight and they love each other's soulmates and it's only like a day or two,
man. So the vacation in the Alps, man, I gotta tell you, there's no personal space over there. Like, there was no personal space. Everyone was talking like straightforward.
I think that's like an American thing where we're so sheltered, like we're very,
I'm pretty sure it is,
and like a lot of people, especially like space too.
Yes,
like, I think that's like an American thing where we have to have that bubble.
Yes,
like there's no bubble in Europe, or so I've read. You can correct me.
Yeah. All right. So I'll say this: a decent film that shows us the struggles in marriage and life. Casual comedy. You know, it's not okay. When you get to the third act of the movie, actually, the comedy gets better. It gets kind of better a little bit. It's not really, but I wouldn't say this is a comedy movie though. This is, you know, but it is rated under comedy drama. So
yeah,
I don't see how it would be related as a comedy because there wasn't too many jokes, which I was happy with. There wasn't a lot of jokes.
I mean, there is a couple zingers in there, but it's not a comedy.
I did love the set though. All of it. The whole
obviously
set.
Obviously, because it's in the Alps. Saver. It's in Switzerland.
Right. All right. So let's go to ratings, Angela. Rating one being the worst, 10 being the highest. What are you gonna give it?
4.
Yeesh. I'm gonna give it a 3.
As much as I like the characters and the message they portrayed, it was very dull for me.
Yes, agreed.
And I it's not so much because nothing eventful happened.
Yeah,
it's not that. You can have a very good movie with very little things happening. It's just the way that this was.
I feel like the way it was written and the way it was screenplay and everything, I just feel like it didn't give enough detail to the actors or the actresses to actually perform. I would say that goes to the screenplay, the writers and everything. I feel like it was very limited. It was just like, but then again, this is a remake from the 2014 Swedish movie. So, again, I've heard, we haven't seen it, but we know from critics that said, oh, the Swedish is a lot better and it's 2 hours long. This one's 1 hour and 26 minutes. So you're still missing quite a bit of movie time there. So I could see why, you know, they shorten it. Would you recommend this movie?
No.
Okay.
I think there's a lot better movies, especially coming out in these couple weeks.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot better movies I would say probably deserve your attention.
Yeah. I will not buy this movie. Yeah, I'm not going to buy this movie. Yep. Nope. No. All right. So I think we summed it up pretty well. So this is True Life, is it?
pretty much. It's a little depressing, but, you know, that's how marriage is. You know, there's struggles, and we always see the happies in movies, like happy times.
Ups. Yeah, why not?
But I like that we didn't see that this time.
Okay.
But I liked it, personally.
All right, guys. As always, like, share, subscribe. Be sure to hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. Give us a thumbs up if you like a review, guys. As always, I'm your host, Ryan D, aka Ryan680.
Imagine that, Kelly and
my lovely wife, that crazy cat lady. All right, have a good one, guys. Thank you for making this a part of your day. Catch you later.